Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Karen, good to talk to you.
Good morning, Wendy.
I love listening to you on the weekend. You do a great job, so I'm... Oh.
Thank you.
Yes, you really do. All right, let's get into this. A COVID-19 vaccine lawsuit. What?
Yeah, this is really interesting. North Shore Hospital settled for $10.3 million. There were a bunch of people who worked there who were fired because they wouldn't get the vaccine. They claimed some sort of religious exemption. And this lawsuit doesn't really acknowledge that North Shore was wrong in denying them the exemption. What I think the bottom line is that North Shore just dismissed those claims and didn't even look at the exemption, didn't look at their claims of religious, they had disputes with the vaccine itself due to religious reasons and didn't examine those on an individual basis. And therefore, there was a settlement.
Do you see this happening at other places because of this?
You know, I don't, Wendy, because hospitals and schools all across the country, remember when all those lawsuits were being filed and people were, you know, didn't want to get the vaccination, and the courts really routinely upheld these rules for vaccinations, and rightly so in a hospital. I mean, you want to make sure your people who are serving you there are vaccinated and not spreading the disease. But I think the idea is that if someone claims a religious exemption, you have to look at it. You have to determine, is it real? Does it make sense? And do we have to accommodate it and how? And I think that's the message from this lawsuit.
All right. And Stephen King is in the news. He is going to take the stand. There's a trial on whether Penguin Random House will merge with Simon & Schuster. What is he going to do on the witness stand and why?
Well, yeah, it's interesting. He's always an interesting dude, isn't he?
Oh, totally.
And warped.
Yes.
And a great writer. I don't know how he comes up with these ideas, but I wouldn't want to get in his head for any length of time. Well, you know, he's been a published novelist for over 50 years, and his whole point in this, the Department of Justice doesn't want this merger because it believes that this now will be the biggest publishing company in the world, and as such, will have control over how much authors get paid and what kinds of books get published. And so Stephen King says, you know, we got to give these independent publishers a chance, and these mergers are going to act against it. Now, he personally would probably benefit from this because, of course, he has a big publisher himself. But for the little guy who wants to publish a book who's not well known, this would impact them greatly. And so he's going to testify as to how that would impact some of the lesser known authors.
Wow, that's pretty big of him.
Yeah, it is big of him.
Okay, and I love watching murder mystery things. And coming up very shortly, August 7th, Investigation Discovery is going to air a documentary about the Menendez brothers. And you are one of the independent legal analysts in this doc. So that's cool.
It is cool. And you know what? This is an interesting case. If you remember, a lot of young people don't remember because it happened,
right,
you know, early in the 1990s. And there was a hung trial that the two brothers from a very wealthy background in Hollywood brutally murdered their parents. And it turns out, they did it. And the idea was that their defense had to do with having been sexually abused by their father. And, you know, the new generation with TikTok and social media, they're all looking at this now and thinking, why didn't we pay more attention to the fact that they were abused and that abused people do these kinds of things? And so there's a revisiting of whether or not these kids really got a fair shake when it comes to lodging that defense. And so, yeah, I kind of weigh in on some of those things.
You should do a special on the women that write to prisoners and try and marry them, because wasn't one of the Menendez brothers, didn't they have someone who wrote to them and they got married or something?
Yeah, they were, I think there were several of them.
Yeah.
And you know what? I did have a person on my show. I had a woman who was a specialist in that very thing. And it's a real syndrome where women feel like they know these people because they have some sort of celebrity. They feel they're safe because they're behind bars. And they, some women also feel like they can mother that person and help that person and understand why the person did the bad thing. But it's really inexplicable to me.
That is interesting. All right. Well, this airs on August 7th, Investigation Discovery. Congratulations for being part of that. That's really cool.
Yeah, no, it's really well done. And if you think you remember the story, you might remember it differently if you watch this documentary.
So good to talk to you, and we can hear you again Sunday at what time?
From 3 to 5.
Perfect. Karen Conte, thank you so much. Karen Conte, attorney at Conte Law. Have a great
week. Thanks, Wendy. Okay, you too.